Good morning. I'm not Celeste Headlee. I'm Miles O'Brien. In for her all week. She's on vacation. John Hockenberry is here. He's been in Washington. He's back. And coming up, we're going to talk about movies. It's Friday. Get the popcorn going.
So we've got a trivia question for you too, Miles, and all of you out there listening. Yesterday was the first day of the Sundance Film Festival. We're going to actually talk to two people with films at the festival this year. Which of these former Sundance movies did not earn an Oscar nomination? Okay. Super Size Me, directed by Morgan Spurlock. Blood Simple, directed by the Coen brothers. Little Miss Sunshine, directed by Valerie Faris. Or The Motorcycle Diaries, directed by Walter Salles. Now, which one did not have an Oscar nomination? Call us with your guess at 877-8-MY-TAKE and we'll
did
get the
not.
Answer. Did not. That's right. More about that in a few minutes.
All right. No wagering, please, as always. Right?
You can do that on your own.
Right now, let's check the leading stories at 48 minutes past the hour. In Haiti, officials are planning a massive relocation of 400,000 people from makeshift camps to the outskirts of the capital. The move is an attempt to reduce the threat of disease. Hundreds of settlements across the city house homeless families with no sanitation and often no shelter at all. Here at home, Democrats are taking a breather on health care reform after losing the crucial Massachusetts Senate seat Tuesday. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president thinks top-ranking Democrats are right to shift their focus.
Obviously, Tuesday resulted in new political circumstances. The president believes that the speaker and the majority leader are doing the right thing in giving this some time.
Lawmakers said pieces of the Senate and House bills that were already passed could be packaged together to get broader support from both parties.
Call it drama, call it comedy in the air. A New York to Kentucky flight was diverted to Philadelphia when a Jewish teen pulled out boxes containing scrolls for morning prayers. The commuter plane was greeted by police, bomb-sniffing dogs, and federal agents. The teen and his sister were later cleared to travel. Now, a look at international business. In a speech yesterday, Secretary Clinton called for a probe investigating Google's claim that cyber attacks had originated in China. China had stern words for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, calling her remarks on internet freedom harmful to U.S.-China relations. BBC's business correspondent Mark Gregory joins us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
So Google has a sort of a business kind of narrative going in China, but there's also an international diplomacy narrative going here. Is Google sort of stuck in the middle, or are they driving this?
Well, kind of. Google, for the moment, is not actually saying anything. I suppose what's interesting about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's comments on Thursday and the very stiff response we've had from the Chinese Foreign Ministry is this really is the first time that the internet has become a major subject of international diplomacy. The internet, of course, has always been international in character, but it's grown up through a series of international technical protocols and kind of understandings between nations that have allowed the system to operate. Now it looks like the internet is going to be on the list of those subjects that world leaders always bang on about at summit meetings but never seem to agree on. So it's a kind of coming of the age for internet, if nothing else.
But is it also, Mark Gregory, Google running interference for a U.S. policy to try to improve internet freedom, and which probably has some human rights consequences in other realms besides the internet?
Well, Google said it was pulling out of China because it had suffered cyber attacks, and those originated within China. It never said that fact, but perhaps in some way associated with the Chinese government. So that's really what's kind of driven Google's move. They entered China in 2006, and I suppose they took the decision after a while they couldn't hack it. The pressures on them were getting too great. They wanted to defend their public reputation. And, of course, although Google has a 35% share of the Chinese internet search market, actually, in financial terms, it's not that important at the moment to Google's overall operations.
That's brilliant what you said there, Mark. Google couldn't hack it in China. That's great.
I got that one.
BBC's business correspondent, Mark Gregory, joining us from London. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
All right, it's Friday, movie day at the Takeaway. Like swallows to Capistrano, stars, writers, directors, and movie groupies are descending once again on Park City, Utah, for the Sundance Film Festival. Today, we're talking to two directors who are premiering movies in this year's festival. For them, it's all about the buzz. Get people talking about your movie, and who knows, a year later, you may be thanking all the little people. Joining us, Tim Rutili. He's the director of All My Friends Are Funeral Singers, and Reed Cowan, director of EIGHT, the Mormon Proposition. Gentlemen, good to have you with us on the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We'll start with Tim. I think since, you know, this is about buzz for your movie, we're going to give you an opportunity right away to give us the elevator pitch on your movie.
To give us the elevator pitch?
Yeah. Sum up the movie. What's the movie about?
The movie is about a woman who is a fortune teller, and she lives in the woods in a house full of ghosts. And one day a light shows up in the woods, and the ghosts realize they're kind of trapped in the house. And they start making her life kind of miserable.
We got a brief clip. Let's play it.
So what can I do for you today, Ted?
You're the psychic. You tell me.
Lots of spooky music there. All right, Reed, give us your pitch. Reed, you there? We've lost Reed. All right, we're going to continue on with Tim then. Tim, tell us how important Sundance is to you.
Well, it's incredibly important. It kind of came out of nowhere for us. We made this film. I play in a band called Caliphone, and we made this film to go along with our album. So it was kind of an unexpected thing. We submitted, and we didn't really expect that they would, you know, want to deal with us at all. But they called, and it's been pretty incredible to have this film treated as a film and not just something that goes along with the album that we made.
I think we've reconnected with Reed Cowan. Reed, you with me?
Hi, guys. Sorry about that.
That's all right. I gave Tim an opportunity to sort of give the basic thumbnail pitch on his movie. Why don't you tell us about your movie, EIGHT, The Mormon Proposition?
All right. Thank you so much. We're a full-length feature documentary that examines the role of the Mormon Church in the passage and promotion of California's Proposition 8, which literally stripped thousands of citizens of their civil rights.
So it's a documentary. Let's listen to a clip.
All right, thank you, Evan. We're getting new numbers now. And on Proposition 8,
we calculated that 75% of all the money coming in was coming from Mormon families.
The Mormon Church has been leading the charge against same-sex marriage since 1995.
It would be better to be dead than be homosexual.
All right, now, Reed, you're a former Mormon missionary, correct?
I am.
All right, so where did this idea come to you? Were you in the middle of watching this debate unfold in California, and you thought this is a movie to make?
You know, we saw what was happening in California, and our film production team, in our investigation of Mormon involvement, came upon classified documents, some 1,500 documents from inside the Mormon Church archives that detailed a decades-long campaign against any LGBT rights that a person could claim, showing that Mormons have a hand in legislation and a hand in policy making relative to gay people in pretty much every state in our country. And so when we came upon these documents and we saw what was happening in California relative to Mormon involvement in Proposition 8, we simply could not make the film. It had to be made.
I guess that makes you a black sheep in the family.
Yeah, I'm not very popular at family reunions these days.
I guess so. Wow. Tell us a little bit about what Sundance means to you. How important is this for you as you try to get the word out on your movie?
Could you repeat the question?
The question, Reed, is how important is Sundance to you in getting buzz about your movie and the success of your movie in general?
Well, Sundance is the biggest. It is the best. It is the greatest film festival in the world. And so literally, to get our message out at Sundance, and especially Ground Zero for Mormons, you know, it's huge. And, you know, the survivability of our film and the truths in our film depends on the success of the next 7 days. We've got to do the business. We've got to do it effectively here in Park City, Utah. We've got to move audiences in order for other audiences worldwide to see this over the next year or 2 years.
I suspect there'll be quite a few Mormons watching your movie. It'll be interesting to see how things go after those screenings. Reed Cowan, the director of EIGHT, The Mormon Proposition. Tim Rutili, the director of All My Friends Are Funeral Singers. We wish you well in Park City, Utah.
My internet message buddy Mike from Maine got our trivia question. Here was the answer, or here was the question again. Which former Sundance movies did not earn an Oscar nomination? Super Size Me, Blood Simple, Little Miss Sunshine, or The Motorcycle Diaries? The answer was... Huh? The Coen brothers' Blood Simple.
It's not fair. I saw it. I can't get it.
You can play. Tell us your take at 8778MyTake or at our website, thetakeaway.org. Give your nominations for Good Week, Bad Week at the same place. You are
listening, not watching. Takeaway.
Your name is Miles O'Brien.
Oh, that too.
All week long, I've had to deal with this.
I'm so confused.
John Huckabee.